News Talk 1620 WTAW. Sandy Fair still trying to warm up.
I've still got my coat on. Yeah, if it'll just warm back up into the 80s, I'm happy.
It's supposed to happen maybe early next week.
That's right.
Well, plenty of things going on in Bryan ISD.
There are, and one of the things that we want the community to know about is Monday, April 8th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the boardroom, we have a community meeting or a community forum. This is part of a curriculum management audit that will be taking place in the district next week. There is a team of expert educators coming in, and actually they're all current administrators, not only in Texas but across the country. And they actually take vacation time to be a part of this consulting team. And they come in and do a thorough look at everything we do in Bryan ISD. It says curriculum. It's kind of a misnomer because they really do look at a lot of different things. So one piece of that is hearing from our customers. And so we would like for parents and taxpayers to come to this community meeting on Monday evening. It's a come and go. So people can come in, speak with the audit team, and leave. We're just looking for any kind of feedback they may have. What are we doing well? What would they like to see improved? Are there any programs they want to see us offer? Just any and everything that they want to come in and talk about.
It would really be impressive to get a large turnout. Not only what you mentioned about what can the district do, but what is the district doing that really needs to be confirmed as we like this and we need to tell you about it.
Yeah, many times when you are doing something right and people are happy with a program, you don't ever hear about it. You don't hear about things necessarily until there's a problem. But we just hope that people will come and chat with these auditors. There will be another meeting the next night for our employees to do the same thing. So, and I'm told that this team is going to visit every classroom in the district in 2.5 days. So that in itself is a pretty big feat, because I know Dr. Wallace did that last year, and it took him an entire semester.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah. I know your superintendent loves to visit classrooms.
He does. Well, we're looking forward to the visit, and we hope that we get some really good feedback and direction from the team once they leave.
And again, this is Monday, 4:30 until 6:30. Just to go to Texas and William J. O'Brien to the board central office.
That's right.
All right, very good. What up?
Well, we have a little bit of good news that we just found out. HEB every year has something called Excellence in Education Awards. This is the largest monetary recognition program in Texas and one of the largest in the nation. And so Bryan ISD was nominated as a district for this program to be an outstanding district, and we actually made the semifinalist status. And we think that's pretty good, because we know that there were over 900 applications sent in for districts, teachers, administrators, and only 30 districts in the state were selected as semifinalists, and Bryan ISD was one of them. So we're very happy about that.
Also note here that you have several teachers and administrators also recognized.
Right. Not this year, but in recent years. Actually, in the last 5 years, we've had about, I think, 5 or 6 recognized. So HEB knows about Bryan ISD, and we're happy about that.
All right. Next on the docket.
Well, I won't be back for 2 weeks, but by that time, our kindergarten roundup week will almost be over. That's April 15th through the 19th, and we've begun to get a lot of calls and emails about this. Parents who have children who will be eligible for kindergarten are wanting to know when they can register. So that's the week, April 15th through the 19th. And just in case people don't know, a student must be 5 years old on or before September 1st of the year they're going to enter kindergarten. So that's the guideline. And they can go on our website and find out the particulars. They have to have a birth certificate, some form of legal identification, immunization records from the physician, and so forth to register.
Is it about this time of year that the district does start getting calls inquiring about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Not only about that, but other things as well. But that I've fielded quite a few emails myself about when can I register my child. So that's a good problem to have. We're always glad to welcome new students.
And isn't it better to get those kind of questions out of the way before the actual roundup?
It is. I like I said, I've been answering questions. I think the biggest one is about the age factor. People want to know if their child will be 5 years old in November. Can they still come? Well, state law says no, you can't. Now, some districts do provide a waiver, but we don't. So 5 years old on or before September 1st. And it's important for us to get as many registered as possible so that we can plan for the fall. We'll know how many kindergarten classes we need to have in every school.
Visiting Sandy Ferris of the O'Brien School District, something that we haven't had a chance to talk about since you were here last time was the District Hall of Honor.
That's right. We have our third class of inductees into the O'Brien ISD Hall of Honor that was just recently announced. And I've got eight names here I'll give you real quickly. Linda Asbury, who's currently the principal at Neal Elementary. John Blossens, he's a retired engineer from TxDOT. Gary Guest, who's president and CEO of Guest Enterprises. Judy Houston, the dean of Hammond Oliver. Keen Register, city manager for City of O'Brien. Richard Ruffino, owner of Reedfield Meats and Deli and Ruffino Meats and Food Service. Woody Thompson, who is an owner and partner with Thompson, Derrick, and Craig. And then George Valtz, who is a retired educator. So that's a good cross-section of honorees this time. I think the earliest graduate we have would be Mr. Blossens. He graduated from SFA in 1942. And I guess our most recent one would be Keen Register, who graduated from O'Brien High School in 1980.
And these folks will be honored when?
August 17th at Miramont Country Club. There's a big gala dinner for them to recognize them. And our featured guest speaker this year will be Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples.
And we'll be visiting about that off and on, right, obviously, between now and August. One other thing that I sent you that I received today from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, and there's going to be a ton of people inside Reed Arena. It has nothing to do with basketball or volleyball.
That's right. It's the Texas Color Guard Circuit Competition, and O'Brien High School is going to be part of that competition. I've talked many times on this program about the honors and awards that our color guard has received. So that, I've said it before, that's really an interesting competition. It's not just waving flags on the field in the fall. These teams use all kinds of props, and they have a theme to their presentation. It's really an interesting thing to see. So if people can get by there, it'd be a good way to spend a few hours.
2,000 performers, the CVB tells us, and performances are taking place Saturday morning from 8 a.m. through 11 o'clock Saturday night, then again Sunday from 8 until 6. There is an admission charge, and be aware of that. Mm-hmm. But to see that much activity by that many people over a two-day period would be well worth the investment.
We'll have quite a few people in town for the weekend. O'Brien High School is also hosting the visual arts, scholastic education, I think, it's VACE is the acronym. It's an arts competition. So we will have hundreds of students and teachers in town for that event. That's not necessarily open to the public. It's a competition and a juried competition. So we expect to have some winners from O'Brien ISD out of that competition as well.
We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks, among other things.
We will.
Always online, O'BrienISD.org, also the Facebook and Twitter, yep.
And Channel 16.
You bet. Got a lot done. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Sandy Ferris, O'Brien School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.